Yes, well, here we are once again. Happy Monday, my friends. Where is it? I usually have it up there by now. Happy Monday, every Monday here. Episode 480-something? I can't remember now. What do I know? I know it's a whole bunch. We're getting close to the 500 mark, that's for sure. And I'm excited for that. You know, maybe we should have another party. I like parties. Don't you like parties? I like parties. Episode 548. So we're getting, well, we've still got a, so we got a year to go before we get to 500. 52 weeks in a year. Still haven't missed a week, right? Hope you're having a good weekend, or hope you had a good weekend. That's for sure. Definitely some ups and downs over the weekends. I guess when we talk about the Sarnia Sting. Yeah, let's go to that. Sarnia Sting finished in this season, I guess. Didn't make it past this first round of playoffs. But, you know, well, I know the fans are disappointed, of course. You know, they would have liked to see more. And everybody's always got some criticisms as to what exactly happened, what they could do better, staff change, all this stuff, right? But at the end of the day, here's what I think. The Sarnia Sting did a fantastic job. And while myself and Jay Peckham, I mean, just especially Jay, could be hard on the Sarnia Sting for not winning games because of this and that and the other thing, but I really think they should be holding their heads high. They came into the playoffs taking on the number one team in the conference or in the division, right? So, I mean, like, wow, way to go. Like, good job on fighting against a number one team and being the eighth place team coming. So, I mean, there's lots to be, there's a lot of positives to be taken away, I guess, from all of this. And this team has grown since the beginning of the season. They got as far as they did for many different reasons, and they showed that they can come out and play strong. They just weren't able to come out. And but they took it to game six. Game six it took for Windsor to defeat the Sarnia Sting. So to be able to do that, kudos to the Sarnia Sting for a great season, and looking forward to being back next season. I'll be back there. I'm still wondering whether I'll have Jay Peckham back. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sure he'll be back. And we may have some new members of the team joining us there from the Sarnia Sting concourse as well. So new horizons for the Sarnia Sting. We'll see what that looks like coming into the next season. But congratulations to the Sarnia Sting for getting as far as they did. Now, they'll be doing some things out in the community throughout the summer months. So if you want to keep up on that, of course, there it is on the screen just down below me here, the sarniasting.com website, to keep updated with all the events they're doing. They, of course, recently had the OHL draft and some very promising prospects. Promising prospects. Say that five times fast. yes, very promising prospects coming into season. So we'll be following along with that as well. And we'll have some interviews with some of the new players and stuff as well coming up. Okay. What's the weather like where you're at? Boy, I'm still, it's getting there, right? You know, but come on, Mother Nature, would you please? It's coming before it. And you know what? You know what? I don't really complain about the weather. I mean, where we look, where we live in southwestern Ontario. If you want the weather to change, wait 20 minutes. But I don't recall seeing it like this, you know, when Mother Nature took so long to get warming up out there. But did finally get the motorcycles out on the weekend. We were able to, on Saturday, we went for a family ride down to Wallaceburg. Went to the, what's it called? I think it's called the Black Goose Restaurant. There, right on the river there. It was fabulous, fabulous food. So if you're ever heading out of town, you're looking for something different. And locally owned as well. So we had a good ride in there. Did get a little wet coming back, but we were all anxious to ride our motorcycle, so we pushed through it anyway. So, and that is something to keep in mind. Keep in mind that motorcycles are on the road. Keep your eyes out, because you never know where you might see one or not see one. So be extra careful out there. And for those of us who do ride motorcycles, we got to respect the road as well. It has been asked to me, the ride of respect, is that happening again? Yes, I haven't really put anything officially out again, but I will be doing the ride of respect. Details to come out this week, but it will be on June the 18th, and we'll be starting at a new location and riding throughout the city to show respect to basically everyone. We originally started this to give respect to the frontline workers, which is a whole bunch of people. And then last year we added in, we rode past the Om Janong Band Office and Memorial to give respect to the Indigenous children. So we'll be doing that part of the ride again as well. And some other things extra this year that we'll be adding in. But we're just nailing down the crossing the T's and dotting the I's, I guess, on how that's all going to work. So stay tuned for that. You can also go to riderrespect.ca on the website to get some of the details. I think that's all been updated. Has that been updated? I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Here I'm talking. I should know. But that's coming June 18th, so keep an eye out for that. Got to say thanks to our sponsors, of course. We love the support that we get from the community. Thanks to our friends at Hughes Intelligence Security Specialists for supporting us for many, many years, supported us now here on the show, and supported our live broadcasts at the Sarnia, staying live on the concourse. So thanks to Barry Bentley and his team for their ongoing support here. Huron Signs SWO, part of the AG Event group of companies, and AG Event Graphics, been a supporter here for the 10 and a half years that we've been around here on the show. So thank you so much to Guy for all his support. Joe's Discount Tire, just down at the bottom of Indian Road there. You know, if you need some tires, they do have great deals on there all the time. And I know like winter's over, but I forget what it is. But I said, well, why would I get winter tires when I could just get all seasons tires? But apparently all seasons tires are not designed for all seasons. So I don't know why they call them all seasons, but you still need winter tires. Anyway, if you want the answer to that, go down to Joe's Discount Tire. Be sure to tell them that I sent you down there. And our friends at Tourism Sarnia Lambton, Mark Perrin and his team coming on officially as supporters. They've always been supporters, but now more officially supporting the show. And they were also supporters of our Sarnia Sting broadcast. Talked to Mark Perrin the other day. Dropped into the office actually to say hello to Mark, and he let me know that they're expecting another child. So congratulations to Mark Perrin and his family. And then they announced the other day that they're having a boy to balance things out in the family there. So congratulations to Mark and Amanda for sharing that with the many people who adore and appreciate what they do in our community as well. We'll be having Mark on the show coming up in the future to discuss some more things that Tourism Sarnia Lambton is doing. And he's also, of course, the lead with Blue Water Border Fest. And, of course, those announcements are all out. And keep an eye out. Might have some tickets for that. Alicia Cara. Did I say her first name right? Alicia? This is huge, right? Like, huge Canadian pop star coming right here to Sarnia. And I know lots of families and young folks that are excited for that. So this is exciting times. It's nice to be getting back out and doing stuff again, right? You know, so it's good to have things like Border Fest, and then there's Revelry, and there's all these events going on. And that's why we're here, to talk about events, right? So also, if you haven't done it yet, I just want to give you another reminder to please join. Where is it? I'm lost here now. Go to my website. I had a great intro and everything, and I just messed that all up, didn't I? I can't find it now. Where's my website? Why don't I have my website on here? I might have deleted it. Go to the show live.live, and be sure to subscribe here on the YouTube channel. I've got a newsletter that's going to start coming out over the next couple of weeks as well. All right. Well, talking about events, and I'm really loving this one because I'm a car guy as well, but it's nice to see some of these things coming back to life. We're going to have a car show out in Petrolia, and to talk about that is Alex Billings. Alex, thanks so much for joining me today.
Hey, no problem, David. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Well, you kind of heard me whining a little bit about the weather, but, and I don't usually complain, but it could be worse. It could be worse. We could be in Winnipeg.
It's not snowing. It's not raining. And, you know, I'm not cutting the grass with a tornado like so frequently happens in Alberta. So right. I'm not complaining at all.
More good points for sure. This is exciting. We've got a car show coming out to the Petrolia Legion, and this is just another nice, you know, summer events or spring events, whatever, to get out these cool cars. How did this all come about? Why is this happening?
So after 2 years of, as everybody knows, being locked down, stuck inside, businesses have suffered, and the Legion's no different. We have a lot of building repairs with the accessibility rules coming into effect. We've got to get in new you know, platforms and chairlifts to get people up and down. For the people that hadn't been to the Petrolia Legion, it's a split level building. So you come in the front door and you've either got to go up or down.
Right.
And being locked down, the business has suffered and we're spitballing ideas. And, you know, everybody loves a classic car.
Right.
There's one thing that can go down the road where everybody will stop and turn their heads. And we went, you know, why don't we reach out to the community in Sarnia and see if the guys want to come out? You know, there's nothing better than having a day, hopefully, May long weekend. It doesn't rain and it's not cold. you know, let's get some cars out there, get some live music going, let everybody have a good time and raise some money for a good thing. So we reached out to Melody Gibson, who put me in contact with Pat at the Sarnia Street Cruisers, and it went from there.
Yeah, I'm happy to be a part of that group. I got a cool car too, and I think I'm going to be able to come out for that. And we don't need us folks that have our cool cars. We don't need a reason to show them off. That's why we got one in the first place.
Yeah, no, totally. I mean, I drive a 2015 Explorer, so I'm nowhere near that. But again, everybody can appreciate, you know, when that nice car goes down the road.
Yeah. And you know what? I had no idea until I got my car that just how huge that car community really is in this area. Like, you'll never run out of seeing a different car because they're everywhere throughout Lambton County. And now the Sarnia Street Cruisers are coming. But do you expect there may be others from out of town that are going to show up for this?
That wouldn't surprise me. I know we've had one of the local motorcycle groups reach out. And they're veteran centric and they went, hey, you know, if we're in the area, can we stop by for a bit and park the bikes? And if there's anybody else that wants to stop in, by all means, there's no registration fee.
Okay.
It's totally for a good cause. It's just to get everybody out, you know, reconnect with the community, raise some money for accessibility and helping the Legion with repairs.
Yeah.
And have some fun as a community. Petrolia was always that hot spot. You know, we've got the theater out here. We used to have streets with the bus tours stopping by for lunch on the weekends. And we've missed that for the past couple of years. So,
yeah. What motorcycle group wants to come out?
I off the top of my head, I cannot remember. I know the Petrolia mayor is part of it.
Okay.
And I can pass that along and you can update
Let me know later on. And I might have some friends with motorcycles that want to come out and do that too. So
The Petrolia is a great spot. Right? I don't know if you've been out here recently. I mean, we've got the high school parking lot there. We've got our parking lot, the doctor's office. It's a Saturday. They'll be closed. There's plenty of parking if anybody just wants to come out. I know they're bringing out the barbecue, so there's going to be some food going. And I believe it's 10 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon. I know some people won't come till later because the...
Yeah, 10 to 3.
What is it? The farmer's market's going till lunch. So Petrolia will be tied up there for a little bit, but...
Yeah, well, that just means you just got to make the tour around, right? You maybe go to the start of the market, you go for a little walk, maybe you stop and you grab a coffee somewhere, or then you come down and you're going to listen to the music.
Exactly. I mean, Tim Hortons is right there across, 100 meters down the road from the farmer's market. The Legion's 300-400 meters from Tim Hortons. Yeah.
Now, what about are there sponsors involved with this? Like, I know a lot of time the community gets together and
there's no sponsors with this. I do know there will be some gift cards given out.
Okay.
I can't speak to who. I know we've had some community businesses reach out so far saying, that's not a problem. I know they're going to be doing a quiz show throughout the day, kind of that first person to the table with the right answer gets the prize.
Oh, yeah, fun. Well, the street cruisers alone are going to make this a lot of fun. You're going to see some really cool cars out there. And, supporting the Legion. Now, what's nice about the Legions all across is they all support communities, but they tend to do different types of things, you know?
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about what the Legion and Petrolia tends to, what kind of events they put on and what kind of things do they do back for the community?
You can throw a dart at a board and chances are you're going to hit an idea. We had a tea social from the Ladies Auxiliary last weekend. Oh, nice. They're running in-house dart tournaments. You'll get the interprovincial stuff where all the Legions compete. I know some of them have horseshoe tournaments. In Petrolia, a lot of it, has been downplayed because of COVID. But that being said, a lot of people don't realize what we do in the communities with, I myself am the veteran service officer. So anybody that needs help from the Poppy Fund or help navigating Veterans Affairs can come to somebody like me, and we will liaison with those organizations for them. There's a benevolence fund for an example, if an insurance company doesn't cover something that happened to your house due to an act of God, you can reach out to the benevolence fund, and there are funds there for veterans and their families to get help. We've got the OSI clinic in London, so we do a lot of mental health outreach, and a lot of it's just being there. And that's something I know growing up, I'm 38, so growing up is partial. But I grew up with the air cadets hanging out at the Legion in Sarnia, you know, and you hear the old boys club stories, and they're not there anymore. It's the Afghan guys, and they're not coming out. We still have a few Vietnam and Korea guys, but a lot of it's shifted. So I think at this point, the Legion out here anyways is focusing that perspective to try and rebrand itself, to do the PR thing and go, you know, that's not necessarily what you're going to see anymore. And it's that public appeal and public perception.
Right.
That something like this can help change, because you're seeing the young guys out coming to these events and it's not the old guys anymore. So.
Yeah, it does. You know, you make a good point in there, the stigma to, I don't even want to say a stigma, more of a stereotype, I guess.
Yeah.
Would be a better word to say. I think we obviously tend to think of legions on Remembrance Day. Mm-hmm. You know, that's when they really stand out, and we go, oh yeah, okay. And that's same with, you know, like Air Force clubs and Navy clubs, same idea, you know. And I was a member of the Air Force club when I was 21. A lot of those guys are gone now because everybody grew up and got older. Now we're becoming the old guys, right? So this is kind of like creating something new. Like you say, that rebranding that I guess hopefully to attract some new members in here as well.
It is. And a lot of the rebranding has to take place because, one, the public doesn't necessarily come from a military background, but those of us that do, you know, the Legion is still seen as that old boys club. It's World War One, World War Two, to an extent, Vietnam and Korea. But you look at the UN peacekeeping missions, the disaster relief missions that Canada so often does. We spent 14 years in Afghanistan. That's the current face of a veteran.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think it's great that, you know, the Legion is looking to rebrand and change things up a bit. And what size is your, like, what's the membership size right now? Do you know?
I want to say about 150.
Yeah, so 150, but then how many active out of that 150, I guess, is another question, right?
I mean, if you were to come to a meat raffle out here on a Saturday, you might see about 20 people. And it'll be about the same 20 people every Saturday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's kind of typical, I think, in groups, isn't it?
Yeah, and I mean, Petrolia is not a big town either.
Yeah,
You know, population roughly 5,000, and you're seeing 20 people at a meat raffle. Yeah. It's to be expected, but there's a lot more to offer too. There's that social aspect. There's the community, the support, you know. And we talked about it with the Ukraine conflict a little bit with CTV. And it's not necessarily just for veterans and people. If you're having mental health issues, come to a Legion. You know, we already deal with those kind of things. And that's really prevalent with everybody being locked down right now. Come on in and ask just to sit down. No pressure. Just there's usually somebody there. Well, there's always somebody there when we're open. The veteran service officers are usually on call. You know, shoot a message. Just come in and say hi. Get to know us. And if you need help, a lot of us are already connected with mental health service providers in the area. Some of us have mental health training courses and mental health first aid courses and know where to kind of help people pursue treatment. And a lot of the times we're willing to just sit there and have a coffee with you if you just need somebody. And it's events like this, you know, even though it's a car show, even though it's a fundraiser, it's getting the faces out there and letting people know, hey, we're still here. A lot of the legions closed down because of the pandemic. They couldn't get the funding. They couldn't get the support. And the communities have now lost that resource. Somehow, Petrolia being as small as it is, we've hung on. And yeah, we'd love to see the public back out and say hi.
That's good information to know. I would never have thought of a Legion as a mental health connection, you know, like
again,
there's just that stereotype attached.
And that's why I got out of the military. I medically retired in 2014. I was with Touareg Movement Squadron in Trenton, and I retired on PTSD. And that's the thing a lot of people don't put two and two together on, is a lot of us have been through it. Even with the Ukraine thing, when we made the outreach, it was like, you know, we've seen the horrors of war. If you need to talk to somebody with no judgment that already understands, we're here. Yeah. Just reach out. It's a community resource that's hard to get and in very small supply. So
yeah, it can be for sure. I just learned something new about the Legion. I had no idea. That's awesome. Yeah. Now you're gonna have some music out there. Who's the DJ? You got?
That's me.
You're gonna be spinning the tunes, are you?
I am. I used to be a mobile DJ right after I left high school when I was going through college, and so I paid the bills. So
I hear you. I did it for years myself. It can be a lot of fun.
It's great. I love it. And you know, it's community interaction. Everybody loves music. Everybody loves cars. Should have a good selection of everything going. I mean, if you really want to go back to the 40s, I got that. But stick to the cruiser era and forward, and it should be a good time.
There's usually some particular songs that get played at the car shows. Definitely the 50s and 60s has got to be in there for sure. And
yeah.
And, now, people, like you say, there's no registration. It's just, is there an entrance fee, or it's just show up?
There's no entrance fee. If you want to bring out your car and make a donation, feel you're more than welcome to do that. I know you have contact with Pat.
Yeah.
People can message the Branch 216 Patrol Your Legion Facebook page if they want some contact info, and we can liaise with Pat, or we can put them in contact directly. I'm not sure how many cars are coming with the street cruisers. I know Pat spitballs numbers, and it could be 50, it could be over 100.
I think you'd be very surprised. Now, weather plays a role in this too. So
it does too. Yeah,
obviously too. If there's hailstones that day, nobody's bringing their cars out. But
and I'm not bringing my computer out, and there won't be any music, and everybody will be hiding in the basement.
Well, that's not going to happen. We're not going to let that. I'm going to call Mother Nature after the show today.
Right now.
Hey, listen, okay, smarten up. And I'm going to do my best to get out there. One of the questions I have already gotten from some people is, so does the car have to be there? Like, if you're in the show, do you have to be there at 10, or can you come later?
I'm not going to say you have to be there at 10. It depends on turnout to how
easy. Well, I just mean, because you're going to organize and lay out the cars, right?
Yeah. I know the street cruisers will be there early.
Yeah.
I'll probably be there about 9:30 setting up.
Okay.
I'm sure there'll be people there before that. But yeah, I mean, if you get done and you want to come down for a couple hours with your car, by all means, come and join us.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, we'll keep pushing it and promoting it up to the date. And I've already got it in my phone, wherever that is. It's around here somewhere. I've already got it in there in my calendar. So I'm planning to be there as well. And I'll see if I get some motorcycles out. And we'll just... let's have a nice social afternoon at the Legion, right?
Exactly. That's what we're here for.
Right on. Alex, thank you so much for connecting with this and letting us share this here on the show. And moving forward, you've got any other events out of Patrol Your Legion, I'd love to have you back.
Awesome. Thanks, Dave. And if anything changes, I'll let you know.
All right. Take care, Alex. Alex from the Patrol Your Legion having a car show. Who doesn't like a cool car show? Like he said, Sarnie Street Cruisers are going to be out there showing off their cars. Alex is going to be playing the tunes. There's going to be food. I mean, what reason would you not want to go? I'm planning on being there for sure. Thanks again, Alex. And we're looking forward to meeting you in person out at the car show on May the 21st at the Patrol Your Legion. All right. Well, some other things happening in our community. It's coming up. Star Wars fans, Star Wars, is Star Wars geeks a thing? Can you say that? I don't know. May the 4th be with you. Is that a thing, a Star Wars geek?
She's a Star Wars geek. It's a thing.
Yep. Are
it's
you? A thing. Kelly and Karen, thank you so much for joining me here today, ladies.
Hi, Dave. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm excited about the car show that we were just talking about.
Yeah, that sounds great. I wrote it down for my dad here.
Awesome. Awesome. And how are you ladies doing?
Good. We're gearing up for our event, which is this Wednesday at the Refined Fool on London Road. So we are board members and volunteers with the Brain Injury Association of Sarnia-Lambton. So we are hosting one of those charity takeovers at the London Road location, and it's going to be Wednesday, hump day, great day to get out from 4 to 8 p.m. We've got a live band, a trio called Rhythm Junkies, who are fantastic. We've got some games, prizes, encouraging Star Wars folks to come on out with their Star Wars costumes, and there'll be a prize for the best costume.
Some people really get into this Star Wars. My son has a lightsaber. You wouldn't believe how real this thing is.
It is so true. Like, that's why we were so fortunate to, you know, for the Refined Fold to give us such a premier day, because there are a lot of Star Wars fans that are here in town. And as you gave away my thunder, it's, as we know, it became the May the Force Be With You became that pun that all Star Wars fans know is May the Fourth Be With You. Yeah. So we're really excited, as Kelly said, with a costume contest. And Dave, one of the things that maybe some people don't know, but the Star Wars theme is also of great significance to a lot of our members, because they have either traumatic or non-traumatic brain injuries. So like Star Wars, often they fight battles every day. Some fight to remember basic things that you and I may take for granted, while others battle with physical, intellectual, and behavioral effects of brain injuries that can really last a lifetime. So the Brain Injury Association of Sarnia Lambton, we exist to provide, really to provide a means to support, to provide community support and services to enable people with brain injuries to live a more normal life, and for their families to continue to participate in a full and active lifestyle.
Yeah. My mom's a brain injury survivor of 21 years, coming on 22. So she counts on the brain injury program for weekly outings to the coffee lodge, or they go for lunch. They play cornhole once a month at Refined Fool. It's a real new social network for them, because after a traumatic brain injury, it's a big change in their life. Their social circles change, everything changes for them. So, you know, that's what we raise money for, is for our social leisure program, and to be able to continue to offer, you know, information, rehabilitation services, all those kinds of things to those in Sarnia Lambton.
Yeah. So, and you know, not just supporting the victims of brain injury, but the families that are having to deal with that, or learn to deal with that, I guess is a better way of putting that, right?
And yeah, absolutely. You know, we see parents coming, you know, my father's involved, I'm obviously involved. We've got a very active group, and it is an extension. In fact, we had one survivor unfortunately pass away, and now her aunt that always came out to events with that individual, she continues to come out because it's a nice support for her as well still.
Yeah. Nice to be able to relate to somebody who's going through the same situation, right? And people I've talked to about it have often said, well, marriage is a good example. I guess if you're married to somebody and they have an accident, it can be like being married to a whole new person, right?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. So, you know, with COVID, we were limited with fundraising. We don't get any support provincially nor federally. So we do count on, you know, the generous donations of our community keep this program running. So, you know, for this event at Refined Fool, we'll get 15% of all of sales. So whether you're having a cold beer, a glass of wine, or one of their fabulous burgers, or merchandise, or even those that don't want to come out, but they like Refined Fool, save it till Wednesday to go and get your beer. Because between 4 and 9, 15% will go directly to the Sarnia Lambton Brain Injury Association.
That's great. Refined Fool has done this for so many different organizations, and it's just a great to see that Refined Fool continuously gives back into the community to support these types of organizations. What you got some interactive games going on here. What can you shed some light on any of that? Or
we are going to have trivia, lots of Star Wars trivia, and fabulous prizes. We actually have one right here from the bookkeeper.
Nice.
Together a great Star Wars gift. There's some affirmation cards, a book, a couple of books. We are trying to work with folks for a lightsaber virtual reality event. So hopefully, fingers crossed, that comes through.
Like Beat Saber, that thing?
Yes.
Reality
goggles on. Yes.
I hope I can make it.
I know. Well, come on out. Honestly, you know, and like I said, the entertainment is great. But it's just a great day midweek to get out and support a great cause.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, just with having a band and some fun. And I think we're hoping to really draw a lot of Star Wars fans, because I think the costume contest will just be great and just add to the event.
What about the drinks?
Oh, and we are having some themed Star Wars drinks.
Oh. Yes.
Signature cocktails.
I think the dark beer is called the Darth Vader.
And we're looking at a cocktail called the Princess Juice. So we have a variety. Yeah,
Princess Juice. Yes, that was it.
I love it. Are you guys the ones being creative and coming up with all this?
Yes. And we also love Billie Joe from Refined Fool. We got to give her a shout out too.
Yeah. They're amazing what they do for the community and to support nonprofit events like ours. So we're very fortunate. They've been wonderful. So it's just a great collaboration working with the Refined Fool.
Yes. Yeah. It's fun. It's a fun, easy event.
And really an opportunity, I guess, to kind of share with others what the Brain Injury Association is all about, because it really is one of those organizations, like, until it happens to you,
you don't know, right?
You know, and so will it be some conversation about that at the event as well, to share information with people to create that awareness?
Yeah, there'll be some awareness. Like Kelly did share, her mother has a brain injury. I have a traumatic brain injury as well. And it was riding a bike without a helmet on. So what I love about the brain injury is they do a lot of that preventative awareness piece, but we will definitely be touching on, about what causes it, and through the trivia, it's very much going to be educational as well as impactful.
Right. Yeah, we're going to have a couple of the speakers, maybe, in between songs or something, maybe get up and just really quickly share a success story, because we love to hear their success stories.
For sure.
And just some simple facts that people just wouldn't understand, you know?
Yeah, that's great. Now, I'm assuming you ladies are getting dressed up for this.
Well, I think this could be Princess Leia over here. I'm not sure.
We are working the event, we're going to try to have some fun with it as well.
Right. Okay. Well, I think it sounds like a whole lot of fun. And I mean, I like Star Wars. I wouldn't say I'm a Star Wars geek. My son, on the other hand, he's going to love this.
Great. Fabulous. Spread the word, Dave.
We will, for sure. And thank you so much for joining me here on the show today and helping us spread the word for you here. Anything else you want to share before I let you get back to your day?
We just want to thank you, Dave, for the opportunity, because we think this is great just to help us get the word out. So thank you so much for the opportunity.
You're welcome. Anytime. Okay. I'd love to have you back, ladies. Super. Enjoy the rest of your day.
May the fourth be with you.
All right. Kelly and Karen joining us from the Brain Injury Association of Sarnia Lambton, 4 to 9 p.m. on Wednesday, May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. What great timing for this event too, right? And kudos to the Refined Fool for giving them their support as well. And they do have delicious burgers from Burger Reba. I got to tell you, I'm hungry now. Thank you. And I got to go dig out my Obi-Wan Kenobi robe and stuff like that. My son will have something like that for me. What a great way to get out and have some fun. If you are already a Refined Fool regular, save it for Wednesday, like Kelly said, and come out and support the Brain Injury Association of Sarnia Lambton, an important organization in our community as well. All right. Well, thanks, everybody. Thanks again to my guest, Alex Billings, for joining me. Don't forget about the car show once again that is coming up on May the 21st. And we'd love to see you out there with your cool car. Or if you don't have a cool car, that's okay. You can just come out in your daily drive and see all the cool cars and support the Royal Canadian Legion out in Petrolia. I want to say thanks again, of course, always, once again, to all of my sponsors who support me here on the show regularly and have for many years. Please visit them online, check out their websites or their Facebook page, and give them your support. Tell them you saw it here on the show with David Burrows. And that's going to be it for this week. That's all the time I got for you this week. Have a great week and an even better weekend. I'll see you next time right here on the show. Bye for now.